Good morning, listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the StarNet spring meeting in Orlando, Florida, and I'm with Gene Madsen, the president and CEO. Gene, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. Thanks for being here.
You have some big news. Let's start with that. Many people know that you announced last year that Fred Williamson was retiring, and you've named Mark Bischoff as, at this point, the vice president of vendor relations, right?
No, that's exactly true. Yeah, we're very much sad to see Fred go because Fred has been a tremendous asset, but he's made a decision to step down at the end of the year. And we were very fortunate to attract Mark Bischoff to come into the StarNet family. Mark has over 20 years of experience on the manufacturer side, both hard surface and soft surface. And he grew up in an environment at Johnsonite which truly loved StarNet and understood the value. So I think his heart was to come here, and we were delighted to get him. So he's working very closely with Fred for the rest of this year, learning that very difficult job of working with and strengthening our relationships with our vendor partner. And we certainly think he'll have a long-term career at StarNet.
What other changes are you making at StarNet?
Well, as always, we are looking at the programs that we have executed over the last number of years. 2 years ago, we set a very clear strategic plan, and the board has the responsibility, which they take very seriously, of making sure every program we put out to our members gets a good return and is valuable to them in terms of their business. So we've pulled back on some of the work we had been done that we weren't seeing return on, but we also have a lot of initiatives now that are, we believe, making the StarNet benefit much stronger for members and our vendor partners.
Some initiatives that you want to call out?
Well, one thing we're doing is, since we've gotten so large, you know, we have 680 people at this meeting, Kemp, and our members, of course, are mandatory to be here, but they all love this meeting. We have a lot of vendor partners, and the size has gotten quite large. And the value of these organizations is to network and build business directly with the vendor partners. So we've created a number of programs which involve our members working directly with either the sales rep in their market from one of our vendor partners or going to mill visits and spending time understanding and learning more about a specific vendor partner. We've also launched a program which is pure networking among our members. We do have some vendor partners that will participate with us, but this is a more recreational program, but something that we know helps our members to build a stronger bond, and that's really what it's all about.
So you have these big meetings, and then you have all these little meetings, because I attended in Atlanta your floor care meeting about 6 weeks or so ago, and you do that meeting with the specifiers right before NeoCon, and you do the next gen, you get some of them to meet together, and then you also have members that want to go and visit other members, so there's a lot of secondary type things going on, right?
Yes, there's more and more secondary activity, and it's something that keeps the staff very busy, but it's important, and we hear the best feedback. But just as with any other program, if we evaluate an effort and it doesn't look like it's been beneficial, we move on. You know, we're not married to anything, but we do know that our members need that smaller venue in order to create the relationships we're trying to create.
Let me just ask you this. How healthy is StarNet? Because, I mean, you can look at your rebate numbers, and it kind of gives you a real indicator, right?
Yes. StarNet has completed in 17 another good year. We're off to a very strong start in 18. Our members are very busy, as I know you've heard, and we're very optimistic that the economy will continue to be strong through 18. We have very good vendor partners, and we continue to work as closely with them as we can. Every year we face some challenges, but I feel we're in a very good place.
You know, I came here thinking, I mean, I saw the Broadloom quarterly report that just came out recently, and it showed the soft surface business was down in units, high single digits. So I was coming here thinking I was going to hear a little bit of, ooh, January, February, March, not good this year, but that's not what I'm hearing.
Yeah, not at all. I mean, we're a little delayed on getting our numbers because we go through a validation process with our members, but our January business was up, you know, high double digit, and we don't expect that trend to carry through the whole year, but we certainly had a very strong start. And on the carpet side, you know, there's nothing I'd like more than to see that business come back. I mean, it's a very important business to us, and it's very important for the design community. And I think it's going to be more cyclical, and we'll hopefully see a rebound in some level. But we're also seeing a lot of exciting things happening in hard surface. And one of the things we, as StarNet, feels important is that we bring new services to our members. We help them to expand their businesses. We choose vendor partners. If we do add one, we try to bring in a partner that has a unique product line that can be distinctive and help them to grow, our members to grow the business. So it's all about the strategic goal of offering up the best possible menu and services.
We mentioned the floor care, which is a maintenance side of the business, but there's the polished concrete side, there's the coating sides, there's a whole lot of different services that your members can offer other than just pure P&I on whether it be resilient or carpet-type products, right?
Yeah, that's exactly true. And one of the things I've always said about StarNet, we have 177 members, and we have 177 slightly different business models. Mm-hmm. They all do commercial flooring, but we have members who do other services within the facility, like painting. Within healthcare, they do infection control. They may do window coverings. It all depends on the member. In the metro markets, obviously, our members are more committed to classic commercial flooring, but you do see a lot of variances, and they learn from each other. And that's the value of the trade show here at this meeting, is the opportunity to see some of these unique product offerings and services and then learn from each other as to how to employ them.
You mentioned a member count of 177. How many new members in there?
We have a record number of new members this year. We have 9 new members. And that, again, goes to our strategic plan, Vision 2020, we call it, which said we need to increase our market share in important markets. So whereas in the past we looked more at number of members, now we're looking at our market share. And we've added 9 very solid companies, and they're companies that have brought new geography to us and strengthened markets where we already had some members. And interestingly, I think our members, while traditionally they would not be happy having another StarNet member in the market, I think they're seeing that they can actually collaborate and work more productively with their competition if they both qualify for StarNet.
Interesting. All right, so on challenges for your membership, I know obviously for a while we've been talking about this labor issue and getting the right type of trained installers to do the business. And I guess a new one's coming up here, these freight costs, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just speaking a minute on labor, this is a big issue. We've known it for a while. I heard a statistic this week that in the next 10 years, 70% of construction labor, not just flooring, but overall construction labor will retire. And bringing our millennial group in and getting them interested in the business is very important. And we have some members who are doing excellent work in their local market recruiting, training and retaining installation labor, and we're hoping to learn and share those good best practices with our group. Yeah, the freight costs, you know, clearly fuel costs are going to be up this summer, I think in particular, and then overall some of the other regulatory issues are going to be a problem. So, yeah, that's always a factor. You know, our members work very hard to keep their businesses profitable, and they have to look at all these components in the P&L to make sure that they can deliver on that commitment.
All right, so meeting details. I know you have a keynote here this afternoon, the economic guy from ITR.
When we bring in a keynote speaker, our goal is to send messages or give some information to our members that they can take back and use in their business. Obviously, our vendor partners are included also to hear that keynote. His name is Alan Beaulieu. He's with ITR Economics. He and his brother work together in creating amazingly accurate forecasts on the economic outlook. Then this afternoon we have our workshops, and again we try to bring a diverse array of topics. I have a gentleman speaking on internal fraud within small independent businesses, which has hit a number of our members. I have a gentleman talking about how to evaluate your business, because we have members who are looking to establish a clear retirement plan, and how they manage their business in that phase is very important. We have a woman speaking on selling and how to manage your sales team. And finally, we have a gentleman speaking about negotiation.
And then you meet in the fall in San Antonio, right?
We meet in San Antonio in October, which is going to be a beautiful location. And then, of course, tonight, Kemp, the 18th Design Award. And we have some amazing projects to show tonight and some first-time winners, so it's going to be very exciting.
Okay, and we'll feature those winners in the next issue of Floor Focus. Well, Gene, it's great to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Gene Madsen at StarNet Spring Meeting in Orlando, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.